Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of The Disaster Diaries. So today has been pretty productive. I, like all the other mornings, started my day with the miracle morning. And as I mentioned in my first installment, my husband and I are doing a 30-day journey in the Miracle Morning app called A Better Life. And so we've been doing that. And since today is the 3rd of November, we did day number 3. And we do have different schedules, so we don't do it together, like at the same time, but we do it together but separately, right? And I'm really impressed with him because he usually doesn't stick to things like the Miracle Morning, but he's been using it for like a few days less than I have, I think. And so he's right about 3 weeks, and he actually says he really likes it. So I am super impressed with him for that. So today I know yesterday I said that I was cleaning the office and rearranging. And so today I worked on that some. I still have a long way to go, but I really believe that I will get this done by my deadline, my self-imposed deadline of, Sunday. So there we go. I did some editing for the High Functioning Disaster, and I have planned for tomorrow, so I'll give you an update if it actually gets done. I have planned for tomorrow to do some editing for Life in the Berry Lane, and if I can't get my personal story up and going, then I'm just going to set it aside and be okay with it for now. I can circle back when I can and get that posted when it's ready, because I realize it's not fair for the people I have interviewed to still be waiting just because I lost something and I can't get it back. And I'm trying to figure out how to re-record and get kind of that same quality. It feels like you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And so my first take is lost for the majority of it, as I mentioned previously. So I'm just going to have to be okay with that and move on. So I've been reading the Total Money Makeover book by Dave Ramsey. I still want to say Gordon Ramsay, and I'm not even into Gordon Ramsay. I know who he is, but for some reason, I want to say Gordon Ramsay. I've been reading that book, and it is incredibly, like, it's so simple. And he says in the book that it's simple. Yeah, it's still profound. Like, you don't know what you don't know until you realize what you don't know. And so I'm learning the things that I don't know. And at 50, I'll just put that out there, there are still a lot of things I don't know. I do know a lot, but there is so much I don't know. So I'm really impressed with this book, and I feel empowered reading it because I'm learning something new, about money that I didn't know and didn't realize I didn't know. Anyway, so I also, my husband, I just keep calling him my husband. He does have a name, right? His name is Brandon. And he is starting his own podcast. He technically has a podcast, but he hasn't published any episodes yet. It's called Ashes and Aftermath, and it's about overcoming trauma and rising from those proverbial ashes. Just really briefly, because I don't want to tell his story for him. He had quite a bit of childhood trauma, and he wanted to do a different podcast, and I gave him a gentle nudge because I saw that he was struggling with that other podcast and not really knowing how to get started with it. And that's a topic I really can't help him with. I really don't know. I don't have connections in that area or anything, this other podcast that he's wanting to do. But I knew, I could tell that he wanted to get going. I knew from the way he was acting that he was really determined to do podcasting, but he just didn't know where to go, and he was stuck, whether he was stuck in his own head or stuck because he didn't know where to go next or what. I don't know. But I just gave him a little nudge, and I told him, you know, why don't you try something else? Do a little pivot. And he thought I meant not do podcasting. And really, I said, why don't you change your topic? And he didn't know what on earth he could possibly do other than that one thing that really does interest him. And so I suggested, why don't you have people on and just tell their stories? Everyone has a story, and stories are important. And so he kind of noodled on that for, I don't know, it wasn't that long, but he didn't right away say, yeah, that's a great idea. But he came back and he said, you know, I think I'm going to change what I'm doing for my podcast. I'm going to do something where people just tell their stories. And so I said, did you come up with that all on your own? And he kind of laughed and he was like, yeah, I did. And, you know, teasing, because he knows that I gave him that gentle nudge and made that suggestion to him. But he's been really also impressed at his drive to get this podcasting thing going for himself. So I'm really interested in, you know, hearing his final products from his interviews. So he should be doing his own story recording soon. But he's already done two interviews. He started interviewing last week, and he had his second interview today, and I helped him get started. So kind of let him do the full driving of getting going. And then when he, you know, kind of gets stuck because he's new to this, just kind of helping him, you know, check this and flip that switch and stuff like that. Just within the app, again, like I said yesterday, it's an incredibly modest setup, a microphone and a laptop. So when he got finished with his interview today, I was working on editing, and he interrupted me and let me know that the person that he talked to today was a medium and that my dad showed up. And I'm skeptical. I don't want to say that. I am skeptical because just naturally I'm an Enneagram 8 and I am skeptical about just about anything. But I do believe in mediums and psychics and stuff like that. I know that people some people have that gift and that ability. Not everybody. And certainly there are a lot of people who say they have that ability and they do not. So when he said that she told him that my dad came through, super skeptical immediately. Yeah, let's see about this. And sure enough, he did, because Brandon never met my dad and I never met either one of his parents, because the day that we met 17 years ago, his mom was just like a month shy from passing away from cancer. So I never met her, and he never met my dad. So he doesn't really know what my dad was going through. I mean, he does, but he didn't experience that. Anyway, so she asked Brandon, or said that my dad was showing her what was wrong with him when he died, what happened to him. And it was correct. And there's absolutely no way that she could have or would have known that otherwise. And I guess she said that he just wanted to send me this message. And I didn't anticipate being emotional right now, but I am. I think it's really cool that our loved ones, their energy, which is truly just the essence of all that we are, just energy, that they're still around and they still see us and they know the things that we deal with. But I thought, that's amazing. You know, this woman, I don't even remember where she lives. I think he said Texas. I never heard of her before. And we live in Indiana. And my dad came through to her and was like, hey. And I lost my dad. Well, I say we lost my dad because I do have a brother and other family. We lost my dad in 2008. And I there's just so much that I miss about him. He and I have similar personalities, and that we like to get we like to be silly and kind of be jokey and sort of pranksterish. But I really do miss that about him. And my dad loved to cook. He loved to cook. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to this lady. Her name is Shannon. I'm grateful to her for being open to my dad's spirit and having the courage to pass my dad's message along through him. And so I actually need to dry up my eyes because I have an interview of my own in about 13 minutes. And so this episode will technically be going out late, but it will still be up. Anyway, because I won't be able to cut out my long pauses that nobody would want to sit through because my brain is still processing. I am speaking of that interview, I worked on finalizing my preparation for that interview. And I'm really excited to be interviewing Marie Alessi this evening. She's in Sydney, Australia, and she has a podcast called Unsilenced Grief. And I think what she is doing with her podcast platform is absolutely incredible. She lost her husband suddenly, and that's what her podcast was born out of, just that grief and how she has put a voice to it. And she helps other people tell their story by having them on her podcast. So, she streams live when she does her episodes, and they're available for replay on YouTube. So yeah, go check her out. Yeah. I met Steve Gamlin. I used Podmatch for finding my guests. And I met both of them through that, but I met Steve first. And Steve lost his wife very unexpectedly last year. And then when I spoke with Marie, she had one booking left for last month, and she had been struggling to fill that hole. And so I'm a connector just by nature. My brain is like your grandma's purse that has a little bit of everything in there, and you don't really know why. And you don't ask questions. So I have all these sort of sticky notes in my brain for different things that I know, people, resources, etc. And I said, hey, do you know Steve Gamlin? And she said, no. And so I told her about him, and she was like, sold. So she reached out to him, or I actually reached out to him and connected him to her. And he was able to fill that one spot that she had been struggling to fill. And I feel so fortunate that I could connect them. And that episode, you know, I watched it, and I love, love, love the story that Steve shares about his wife, Tina. Anyway, I did interview him, and so that episode is forthcoming on the High Functioning Disaster. But at any rate, I am yammering and jabbering on, and I got down a rabbit hole, which is normal for me, and that's okay. But I think that I've covered all of the topics of the things that I've done today, aside from my interview, since it hasn't happened yet. But I will update about that tomorrow. I'm so excited to talk to Marie in just a little bit. I'll see you tomorrow with my next installment of the Disaster Diaries.